Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. And if you're just joining us, our focus is holistic wellness, and that's the latest in mind-body techniques and natural ways that keep us all healthy.
Well, we're about to go into a new month, and you know, at the beginning of every month, we like to get an overview of the energy for the month ahead from our Michelle Bernhardt, gifted astrologer, author, healer, and spiritual teacher.
Well, Michelle Bernhardt has been our inner world explorer on our Healing Quest television show. So you can see all of those on our YouTube channel. That's Healing Quest YouTube. And if you want to hear from Michelle, if you want to see her and hear from her, you can see her on YouTube. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Judy. Hi, Roy.
And hi, Michelle. So it's almost August now. What do we need to know to help us maneuver this month?
Well, I love the month of August. August is the month of the heart. It's when the sun travels through the sign of Leo. And the ruling planet for Leo is the sun, and the part of the body that Leo rules is the heart.
Hmm. Oh. So what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Does this mean I'm going to be feeling more romantic this month?
Absolutely.
Really?
Actually, Leo rules romance, love affairs, creativity, self-expression. It's all about making our hearts sing. Like, what speaks to our heart? What do we love to do? It's very much about love.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And because the sun is the ruling planet, we think about sunshine. Where can we individually shine?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about, August is not about hiding in the closet.
Okay. Oh. So everybody, out of the closet.
Out of the closet. Totally.
Okay. That's good to know. So, well, Leos, have a reputation for being big and out there and, very charismatic. So are you saying that's part of what this month is all about?
Yes. It's time for all of us to, and especially, we should mention that there's a total solar eclipse this month.
I was going to ask you about that.
On August 21st, we'll feel it. It's a total one. So the sun, you can't see the sun for a little while over there. But what it really means, it's a time for all of us to really ask ourselves, how can we express ourselves? How can we share our gift with the world? What is it about us that we can, reveal, show, express? Where can we shine?
I really like that. I think it's great to help people find the ways that they can shine. I know there's also something else happening this month, and that's a Mercury goes retrograde. When does that happen? And then maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about what that means.
All I know is every time I heard retrograde over the last 30 years, it hasn't been good. So.
Mercury retrograde gets a bad rap.
Okay.
It really does. But basically, Mercury goes retrograde on the 13th, and it stays retrograde for about 3 weeks. And Mercury is the planet that rules communication. So often when it's retrograde, we have there's like issues with communication. You usually have to double check anything that you're writing or reading or sending. You tend to have to redo things. Everything that starts with a R-E, it's a good time to refresh, redo, renew, reflect.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And it's in the sign, it goes retrograde this particular month in the sign of Virgo. And Virgo, so this is a good time to really kind of look at your health in a new way. Check how you're feeling, maybe create a new health program. That's always a good thing to do, Maybe sign up for those, medical exams, things like that.
Does Mercury go retrograde every month? It seems like it happens a lot.
No. Happens about three times a year.
Okay.
Three times a year, I'm pretty sure. I'll have to check, but I'm pretty sure. And it feels like it happens way more than that,
Yeah.
But as you said, Mercury sometimes retrograde gets a bad rap, and sometimes it can be good, because what that does is the retrograde kind of might bring you back to someone that was in your life earlier. That's a good thing.
Exactly. We tend to hear from people we haven't heard from before. And it's actually a good time to reconnect. It's not the best time to do new things. It's better to visit a place you've been to before, or call up somebody you haven't heard from in a while. And that tends to naturally happen. Hmm. All of a sudden you hear from people or you're pulled to the past.
Is it a good time to deal with completion of something in the past that maybe hasn't been completed if it comes back around? Yeah.
Really good to edit. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a writer, it's a good time to review it, mm-hmm. And it's a time to also because we're so focused on always doing and moving forward. This is a time to, like, regroup for a moment.
Regroup. So relax. Take some time for some silence. I was talking about that at the beginning of the show. And so I think just innately, because it's summer, I kind of fell into that groove last week a little bit.
This podcast is brought to you by Healing Quest Natural.
Clinical grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support drinks.
More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.
And now back to Healing Quest.
Absolutely. So I think it might even be good to go to look back over what you've done and think about how you might want to reinvent yourself and share that, whatever that is, with the world in some way.
Well, that's interesting that you should say that, because I know a lot of people these days that are reinventing themselves or trying to reinvent themselves. So you're saying that if that's what's going on in some of our listeners' lives, where they're thinking about, well, maybe what's next for me, or how do I take some of the talents and skills that I have and turn them in a different direction, this would be a good month to examine that?
It's a really perfect month to examine that. And it's really, in general, this whole year is a good time. Where I think you're right. Many people right now are reinventing themselves, especially in the workforce, mm-hmm. in their careers. With Uranus and Aries, all of us are kind of, who am I now? You know, who am I now? I was that a few years ago, but that doesn't really quite fit me. How can I change that so that I can be more authentic, be more of who I really am?
Change is not always easy for a lot of people. So do you have any tips on that?
Yes. You know, we're going to have to change anyway.
Excellent point.
Oh, I don't have a choice?
Yeah, nothing stays the same.
You know, it's kind of like it's scary, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So we take a nice deep breath. And I think when we really give ourselves a moment to just breathe, really breathe in and exhale, breathe out. And then we just tune into, what do we love? You know, what really brings us joy? Where can we play? This is the month of play.
Yes.
That's where we get a lot of energy and we get a lot of support from the universe when we tune into that area.
Yeah. It's a good time to remember the things that you liked to do when you were young. In other words, what made you happy when you were a kid? If you can tap back into that, that also kind of might give you some clues about what's next for you. Because if you follow what you love, like you're saying, and you remember what you love, you can tap back into that and recreate that as an adult.
Very well said and exactly true.
Wow. Good.
Yeah.
So I loved what you said, because this is all about the heart.
It is. It's all about the heart.
So
you can't go wrong. It's a great Geiger counter.
Yes, to just tap in and say, does this make me feel good or does this not make me feel good? It also comes down to what gives me energy and what zaps
my
energy and what drains my energy. That's right. So if you're feeling drained, then you need to maybe look around your life and see what are those factors that are draining you and focus on the things that are filling you up.
Right, and it doesn't have to be that it's good or bad. It's just not right for you.
I like that. No good or bad.
Yeah, we don't have to judge it.
No, judging, bad.
Anyway. So go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, any last words you'd like to leave our audience with?
I think I've said it to a degree. This is a time to really resist, you know, resist any kind of doubt. You know, if doubt comes up, because doubt is very tricky. It doesn't sound like it's as evil as it is.
Right.
When you doubt yourself, you doubt your impulse. You know, if you have a feeling to do something, if you have a love to do something, just support it. We have to really support what we love.
Well, that's a wonderful way to end this interview. Michelle, I love you.
Yeah. Thank you. I love you too. Okay.
Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So August is about love. I love that.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds great to me. And also about creativity.
Well, it's about the heart.
It's about the heart. And it's about doing what, you know, making your heart sing, like mm-hmm. Michelle said. And we've talked about that before, you know, on the show. You know, making your heart sing, do what you love. And it's also a good time to remember, because summertime brings you back into that playful place. And it might help you remember when you were a child, what are the things that you like to do that made your heart sing? And she talked about this is also a good time if you're reinventing yourself. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest it's a good time to remember what you like to do when you were like 8, 9, 10 years old. and revisit some of that. And that might help you reinvent yourself today, because that little person inside of you is still there.
Still looking for a way to shine. We talked about how...
Shine. Let that little light shine. That's what we all need to do. You know, we're not doing anybody any favors when we dull ourselves down and we don't show up in our full potential and all of our light. So my takeaway from Michelle's interview is shine, and love.
August is the perfect time to do that.
It is.
Well, thanks for being with us so far in our show today. If you want to email us any thoughts on what we're talking about, please give us an email at info@healingquestradio.com, info@healingquestradio.com, or call us at 877-544-4827.
We also have a special guest in the next act, and that would be someone that some of you may be familiar with if you're regular KFBK listeners.
Some guy named Sims.
Yeah, Bob Sims, the outdoorsman. He's going to talk to us about the good fish you might catch in this area. Stay tuned. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst, and you're listening to Healing Quest on KFBK and iHeartRadio.
This podcast has been brought to you by Healing Quest Natural, clinical-grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support supplements. More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.